Thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and a live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today for the In the Garden program. We've got some great things to share with you today. We've got the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message coming up entitled Miracles. That is on the way, and that'll bless you. So be sure to stay right here as we conclude that message. Also, some great music coming up on the program today. A song from the Pains in just a couple of minutes entitled Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And then later on, a song from the Steels called In My Eyes. It's all on the way on today's In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off of Lakeside Drive, and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. And we invite you to come worship with us. We'd love to have you at the church where the shout has not gone out. We're located at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia. I may have already told you, but that's okay. I'll tell you again. Just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College and just about a block off Lakeside Drive. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m., morning worship service at 10:55, and the Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock at Gethsemane Baptist Church. And also be sure you come out on Wednesday night. The kids can be blessed if you have children between the ages of 3 and the teenage years. They're invited to come be a part of the Awana Clubs. They're getting fired back up with a whole new look and a new attitude. Everything new about the Awana Clubs this year, except the time. It's still starting on Wednesday nights at 6:45, and then at 7 o'clock, it's the Wednesday evening worship service at the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church. Again, that's 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, Virginia. And these are the Pains, entitled Signed, Sealed, Delivered, on today's In the Garden program. Delivered. That's the Pains on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to be blessed, stay right here. We've got the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message dealing with miracles coming up in just a couple of minutes on today's In the Garden program. You don't want to miss that. Plus, the more great music on the way from the Steels in just a little bit. And first, I'd like to take a minute and let you know about our website and encourage you to log on there at www.itgm.org. That's short for In the Garden Ministries. And maybe that's a good place to start if you're thinking about making Gethsemane Baptist Church your church home. You can certainly find out more about our different ministries there at the website. Again, that's itgm.org. You can find out what folks you need to remember in prayer, and you can find out what needs there are for our ministries that you need to be aware of and need to pray about. You'll find out all about that and a whole lot more at www.itgm.org. Plus, there's lots of features on there to help you be blessed and help you stay in touch with what's going on at Gethsemane Baptist Church. And there's also the prayer chain, which you can take advantage of if you have prayer needs or prayer requests, or you know of someone who could use a touch from the Lord. You can simply make that known right there on the website. And with one click, you'll send that out to folks who will get the message in their email, and they'll see that message, open it up, and they'll discover your need, and they will pray on your behalf. And you'll be blessed that way, and you can submit your own email address while you're at the website so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you. And we have folks praying one for another, and that's what it's all about, and we really have the blessings flowing. That is the prayer chain, and you will find it again at www.itgm.org. Right now it's time to go to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. Here's the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message dealing with miracles on today's In the Garden program.
In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. You know what that means tonight? You're not going to stay like you are. That means you're not going to live forever in this stuff that you've got wrapped around your bones tonight, the flesh. That means tonight that we're headed for a far better place. Hallelujah. And tonight, I believe this is the generation, and it's not because I think so. I firmly fix it tonight on what God has said to look for in the last days, end times, and the day before the coming of the Lord. And I believe we've seen those things accomplished. And I believe we're living in the hour that's going to experience the rapturous call from heaven. Can you imagine that day when it shall happen? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when Jesus comes? And you're going to be here one split second, and the next split second you're going to be with Him forevermore. You know, that's exciting tonight, isn't it? Realizing tonight that we're not going to stay like we are. And tonight, it doesn't make any difference what the world says. It doesn't make any difference tonight what even religion is saying tonight. Because I'll be honest with you tonight, religion tonight is gone with the world. And tonight, there's such a transparency, as I've told you before, between the world tonight and the church that you can't tell which is which anymore. We've seen things happen recently that has been astounding within the quote-unquote ranks of the church. I'm going to tell you tonight, that's not the church. The church tonight is that which is built on the rock of Christ tonight. And the Bible, and Jesus said, that He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. Needless to say tonight, I'm sure there are religionists out there that says tonight the Ten Commandments need to go. You say, oh, Pastor, not really. Oh, yes. This liberalism that perpetrated the thinking of our nation is pathetic tonight. Amen. And I don't know if you've been keeping up with the senatorial race, and I'm not here tonight to preach politics, but I'm telling you tonight, you better check out who you're going to vote for. I discovered an astounding fact tonight about the opponent of Steve Newman, that he agrees, and it's documented, that he agrees with same-sex marriage. Well, I can tell you right now, he's not getting my vote. And folks, listen tonight. I believe that this evil time that we're living in, and everybody's a religionist, everybody's identified with Christ, but I'm going to tell you, not everybody's going to heaven. And only the born again who has experienced the miracle power of God and has received Him as their personal Savior tonight can stand on the fact tonight that God is still a miracle God. But tonight, you know what I hear? And I hear it within the ranks of church. I hear it within the ranks of religionists. I hear it in the ranks of this world. It's saying today, where are the miracles of Jesus if He's really Jesus? Amen. I think miracles are basically signs that are pointing to God. And tonight, Gideon's question tonight should also be asked by, I believe, New Testament believers tonight. And so, if God's miraculous power tonight is basically lacking among us, then tonight, you know what we need to do? Tonight, the problem is not God. The problem is not what God can do. The problem tonight is maybe we're not speaking the kingdom of God in His righteousness. Amen. Maybe tonight we turn tonight ourselves away. And folks, listen, we can say that, well, man, our nation is really going to pot. Ten Commandments, prayer, Bible reading, all these things, and television has absolutely gone to the depths of the sewer of viewership. And this fall, I tell you what, it's going to make your eyes bulge out of your sockets. But they're going to be viewing on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and all these other major networks. And I'm going to tell you what, it's basically nothing but pornography. And that's the conditions that we're living in. But I believe today there's still a remnant. I believe there's still tonight a church that God has called to believe in Him. That tonight we are to seek the righteousness of God and tonight to believe what our God can do. You know what? I believe God can put the Ten Commandments back on the walls of every church and every... You know, that's the problem. We've taken them out of the church. We've taken them out of our homes. That's why they've gone out of the courthouse and out of the schoolhouse. Amen. We wonder why they don't have prayer in school. Because tonight most churches don't believe in the power of prayer. We wonder why is the Bible no longer? Because we brought in every perversion of God's Word into the house of God that makes it more readable and easy to understand. What's wrong with the old-fashioned Word of God? Amen. We need to get back to the basics, and we're wondering, why are there no miracles, God? Because we haven't gotten back to the God of the miracle, amen. And if we're going to experience the miracle power of God tonight, we've got to get back and realize we've got to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And what did Jesus say about that? When you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what's the rest of the story you tell me? All these things will what? Added unto you. The reason that Christianity is lacking today is because we have turned aside from the God of the blessing. Mighty acts, I believe, can be manifested still in our midst. I'm glad this is a church where God has the freedom to do what God wants to do. Amen. And really tonight, let me deal with the issues. And I didn't come to beat y'all up tonight. I'm just stating a fact. I believe that miracles are God's gift to the expectant tonight. You're expecting it to happen. Tonight, if you're filled with doubt, it's never going to happen, is it? But tonight, listen, you got to have an expectant spirit, and we dealt with that this morning. And that's a very crucial part tonight of receiving the miracle blessing that God has in store for us tonight. I don't care how bad the times are. God has not changed. I don't care how dark and how deep and how dingy, and I don't care how bad this world is tonight. God is still God.
Be sure to join us next time for a brand new message from Pastor Carlton Duck here on the In the Garden program. And don't go anywhere yet. We have still got some great things that we want to share with you. So you stay right here for the next few minutes, and we've still got some blessings coming your way. These are the Steals. It's called In My Eyes on today's In the Garden program.
God gave me a gift that I could not believe. The day that He sent me you. Though it's not always easy raising a child, there is nothing that I'd rather do. Washing your clothes, wiping your nose, picking you up when you fall, through the good and the bad, happy and sad, I can say that I've loved it all. In my eyes, the eyes of your mother, I see you in every sunrise. With a home of your own, I still will see you as my lady in my heart. with the faith that would see you through. The decisions you make, steps that you take, may God protect and always guide you. When you've done wrong, feel all alone, facing the night without end, know that I will be there. I'll always care. Call on me when you need a friend. In my eyes, the eyes of your mother, I see you.
In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. And next time, remember, we'll have a brand spanking new message from Pastor Carlton Duck to share with you, one that I know will be a blessing to you. So we hope you'll tune in every weekday for the In the Garden program. And just go ahead and plan on getting a blessing each day. We truly appreciate you being with us today. And before we go, let me remind you to tune in to Alive TV. That is our television ministry. You'll find Alive TV on the Nesby cable system on Channel 7. That's in Bedford County, in Campbell County, in Appomattox, in the Pamplin area. And that's a great way to get a blessing every day. You'll find some great programming on there, some great Southern Gospel music videos, some great local preaching programs on there. There's the flagship program, the In the Garden television program, which airs from Gethsemane Baptist Church several times during the week. As a matter of fact, every day from Sunday right through Saturday between 6 and 7 in the morning, you can tune in and get a blessing from the In the Garden television program. So why not make that the first thing you do each day? And you'll start each day off right. You'll have a blessing. There's devotion time throughout the day, and there's lots more. It's all waiting for you there at Alive TV. Again, that's Channel 7 on Nesby Cable. And we encourage you to tune in and get a blessing. I promise you, there's always something on there that'll lift you up. Nothing to ever bring you down or offend you, so we encourage you to just tune to Channel 7 on Nesby Cable and just hide the remote somewhere. That way you and the whole family will get a blessing. We think you'll get a blessing here next time, so be sure to join us right here for the In the Garden program. God bless you. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.